This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvinia Braj.
We're talking about a bunch of stuff today, but we started off the show taking a quick look at the PwC's Family Business Survey 2021, the Malaysian chapter. The PwC explored how family businesses in the country plan to move forward from the pandemic, and we had some of those highlights. If you missed that, download the podcast. That'll be available a little bit later on after the show. We then spoke a little bit, or Arvin spoke a little bit about what a full MCO in Selangor would mean for the economy. Mm-hmm. But a message here from Simin over on WhatsApp, it said, which is worse, to feel trapped or to be dead?
Yep.
Putting it bluntly. Let us know your thoughts, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. We're going to move on to our final story of the day. Chris, it's a controversial one.
Okay. As Malaysians have been gearing up for a second round of the AstraZeneca vaccine registrations, it's probable that the conversations in many family WhatsApp groups about vaccines are getting a little bit more heated and a little bit more confused. So there's an article here from The Star about how to avoid conflict when talking about vaccination. So this is according to two experts. So this is Councillor Hansel Wong and Councillor Zubaida Othman as well. So Hansel said that deployment of conflict management skills is vital. So first, ensure that all family members are on the same page in terms of establishing that there are contrary opinions and different information that leads to confusion. And we need to acknowledge that we are in an unprecedented time. I know that we are kind of, some of us are kind of sick of hearing that term, but we still are, you know. And there is a lot of uncertainty, right? And the next step is to agree on a source of information, which also might be a difficult conversation to have, but essentially to reduce the possibility of conflict, what a family can do is align on one reliable information source, which can also help reduce the chance of confusion.
Also, that could be as useful as having a family person as a filter.
Yes.
A family member as
have
a filter.
A designated fact checker, maybe.
Correct.
But also, I will say, for designated family fact checker people, you know, also sometimes give them a bit of a break and try to learn the skills if you can as well. The third step is to take care of the emotional aspect of the conflict, because this heightened state of fear, anger, or resentment makes the conflict a lot worse. And to humanize this conflict, we need to take a step back and communicate with family members to understand how they're coping with the COVID-19 situation and what exactly their worries are about the vaccination as well. Because, you know, this is a time where you should be sharing your emotions and not be afraid of being vulnerable with each other. So communication, as always, is the key to building trust and a stronger relationship. With Zubaida, they said that it was crucial to remain civil when voicing out your opinion, because everyone is entitled to their own opinion and has the right to make a decision for their own body. Everyone should keep an open mind and also hear the others out. It's also suggested that you should sort of back up any opinions that you have with a fact, and also have tried to develop these effective communication skills so that you don't, you know, get confused. And also, for more information, the government information on vaccines in Malaysia and vaccinations in Malaysia, what you can do is go to vaccinecovid.gov.my. Vaccine is spelled V-A-K-S-I-N, covid.gov.my. You can also search for J-K-J-A-V-M-Y on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's the government vaccination sources of information. That is where you can actually go and find reliable information.
I've seen this thing happen on social media recently over the last like month or so, where you have like debates about the vaccine and somebody will post something saying, go get the vaccine. And other people in the comments will bring up like issues about the vaccine that they are afraid of. And it always turns into this black and white thing of like, you are either pro-vaccine or you're an anti-vaxxer. And I don't think that's fair. So these points sort of like echo that, right? Antagonizing people who have questions about a vaccine, you know, so it's more about like educating and informing more than going like blatantly, you know, you shouldn't ask any questions about this and you're an anti-vaxxer outright. So I think that's what this is trying to say. Like, don't, there should be steps to sort of educate and tell people how not to be fearful, other than saying that if you are fearful, you're outright just like, you know, you are opposing the vaccine altogether. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Vaccine hesitancy is not anti-vax.
You know?
And I think some people have got the very wrong end of the stick on that. You know, people want the vaccine. You know, yes. they want to be able to have this, but they, of course, the information that they are they've had available to them for whatever reason hasn't convinced them enough that the vaccine that has been made available to them is the one that they want to be taking.
Yeah.
You know, I think that has become a bit of a mixed message. And I think the way in which a lot of this information has been passed around and whatever has caused confusion amongst people. And of course, when you have confusion, it creates worry and that leads to anxiety. Mm-hmm. And that's what leads to the hesitancy.
I mean, you look at it this way, like what news gets forwarded the most in WhatsApp groups? It's always the negative, right? It's always the side effects. It's always the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
No one talks about the millions and millions of people who have gotten the vaccine.
And are perfectly fine.
But it's always that one person. And of course, you have to report, but those are the ones that go viral, quote unquote, on WhatsApp, on social media, on Twitter, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that, Chris. Interesting story. Time for us to wrap up then for the day and indeed before the weekend, because today's Friday, the 21st of May, 2021. Mm-hmm. We've come to the end of the show, but we want to thank all of you for contributing today. And especially we want to thank the people from PwC, of course, Feng Meilin, for giving us her insights on some of the key findings of the Family Business Survey, the Malaysian chapter for 2021. Thanks for that. Of course, that was a story that we led with, and we asked you the question of, you know, what can small and family businesses do to make you more aware of them and the services that they offer? You know, more information from them, however they can publish it. Please go digital if you have the chance. If you can't do it, have somebody help you do it. It's something that everybody needs to be doing moving forward. Mm-hmm. Digitalization should no longer just be a buzzword. It should be part and parcel of who you are and what you do as a business anyway.
Yeah.
That's the story that we led with. Story number two then.
We spoke about what a full MCO in Selangor would mean for the economy or the national economy.
And finally, we discuss how to have conversations about vaccination without entering a conflict.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Malaysia's only listed Islamic insurance company, Syarikat Takaful Malaysia Berhad, joined them on the in the hot seat this morning with an overall Takaful insurance penetration rate of 16%. The morning run asked the group CEO, Dato' Sri Muhammad Hassan Kamil, about their growth prospects, especially with 10 competitors fighting for market share. That's what was happening this morning. We're going to leave you for today. And indeed, for the whole of next week, Audrey and Frida will be back in the studio. Make them feel welcome when they come back. We're going to leave you with some music from the Novateens with Honey. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Stay safe here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.